In Blue Odom's Advanced and Environmental Technology class, his six students have been studying how to generate renewable energy.
Wind energy, solar energy, biofuels, which includes biodiesel, which people heard about that, and ethanol, and hydro energy, which is your dams and waterfalls.
At first, they used equipment that they built themselves, like a wind power generator. But a grant from CPS Energy of $75,000 has allowed them to purchase real-world model equipment. So far, the students have used water and wind to generate electricity. Chris Harrison, a junior at CHEV, says he wants to pursue a career in renewables, either wind or solar. One of the modules in the class actually lets students create usable ethanol.
We can create mash, which is a main component on the fuel. And then we have cooling towers here that, you know, when they hit and the heat rises, you know, it cools it and turns it back into a liquid. And when it collects, you know, that's our ethanol.
CPS Energy decided to award the grant to Jefferson due to contract agreements with some of the new energy companies in San Antonio. Lori Johnson-Leal is CPS Energy's Director of Corporate Responsibility.
I think high school is a great start, but if we can find ways to even get into middle school to teach the kids, you know, how things are changing in renewable energy and then the outstanding jobs that are available for them, I think we're exactly where we're supposed to be right now. But yeah, it's amazing to see the technology.
As the students progress into their senior year, they'll also learn how to use weatherization in the home. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.